It's time for Bluefield Ridge Runners Baseball. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Mercer County Commissioners, Ramey Automotive of Richlands, Clinch Valley Health, First Sentinel Bank, and Bluefield State. Now, let's go to the field with the voice of the Ridge Runners, Zach Helton.
Happy Tuesday evening and welcome to Calfee Park Motor Mile Field down below. And tonight, the Ridge Runners here in night two trying to take the short two-game series from interdivisional rival Pulaski after last night's 12-9 thrashing. Last night was wild. We hope tonight is more of the same. Zach, coming along with you. Welcome you inside the booth here in Pulaski. Right now, it is absolutely gorgeous. The radar looks otherwise. So we'll see how much baseball we can get in tonight, and maybe we'll get lucky and the radar will break up and we'll get all nine in tonight. But tonight, Bluefield coming in 5-5 in the last 10. They are 9-7 on the road. They have been very successful on the road. And Pulaski comes in after losing last night on a three-game losing skid. They're 3-7 in the last 10. And very much like Bluefield, Pulaski not very good at home. 4-13 on the year. And Bluefield, who has had Pulaski's number 4 out of the 5 meetings this year, will try to head back to Bluefield on a happy note here tonight from the New River Valley. Sit on back, grab your favorite beverage, and stay tuned as we'll roll on with the pregame show. After this break, we got a chance to chat with Jay Almer, one of the relievers from last night, the big fella. He talks a little baseball with us outside the clubhouse, and we'll roll that interview after this here on your Ridge Runner Baseball Network, driven by the Mercer County Commission.
It's that time of year again. Grab a hot dog, some Cracker Jacks, and a cool drink with family and friends because the Bluefield Ridge Runners are back in action. The Mercer County Commission is proud to support Appalachian League Baseball for another fun-filled summer. For decades, minor league baseball has entertained and supported our community in so many ways. Whether it's mentoring our young people or contributing back to the local tourism efforts, baseball is and has always been a part of who we are. So come on out to Bowen Field and cheer on your home team as they compete against some of the best prospects from around the country, because together, we all win.
I really enjoy being in Bluefield every day. I just wish there was a First Sentinel in town.
But there is.
Really?
Yeah, 801 South College Avenue, Suite 5. The drive-thru is open till 6 every day, and the ATM is available 24 hours a day. I do all my banking at the Bluefield First Sentinel.
That's great news. Now I can get cash anytime I need it.
Does this mean you're buying lunch today?
Check
out the official bank of the Ridge Runners. First Sentinel online at firstsentinelbank.com. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Your health is everything, and Clinch Valley Family and Specialty Care of Bluefield is your new choice for high-quality care. Issues like knee, hip, or shoulder injuries, or arthritis can rob you of the activities you enjoy most. From sports medicine to joint repair or replacement, Dr. Waleed Azzo and Kayla McCroskey are here to address the pain and get you moving again, close to home. Clinch Valley Family and Specialty Care of Bluefield. To schedule an appointment, call 276-245-9200.
Summer is more than just the beach or pool. It's a great time to get ahead at school. Bluefield State College offers summer courses in more than 20 programs. Enroll now for Summer Session 2 at bluefieldstate.edu. Summer 2 courses begin June 20th. Summer sessions are super convenient, whether you're a college student, working professional, high school student, or recent grad. Enhance your desire to learn and expand your skills with an intensive summer course. Enroll now or find out more at bluefieldstate.edu. Bluefield State College, your success is our story.
Ramey Richlands and the Bluefield Ridge Runners have one thing in common: winning. Being the official transportation provider for the Ridge Runners Broadcast Network has pushed Ramey Richlands to the number one spot in Southwest Virginia in both sales and service. So when you're in Bluefield, shoot on down to Richlands and give us a visit. You can check us out online at RameyRichlands.com or give us a call at 276-964-2511. Ramey Richlands, where it's your deal, your way. And let's go Ridge Runners.
Welcome back to the pregame show and down here outside the clubhouse with our player profile tonight, Jay Almer, tall pitcher, overall good guy, hanging out with us. And pitched last night, how'd you feel?
Felt good. Was throwing the sinker, was working down in the zone, got a bunch of ground balls. The three innings went by pretty well, and I was happy with how I threw.
Had you ever been to the Appalachian region before coming to the Bluefield Ridge Runners this summer?
Yeah, I'd went to college at UNC Asheville. So the mountains, I'm very familiar with the mountains, and I like them a lot.
So Asheville, what's your favorite pizza spot in Asheville?
There really aren't. I'm gonna have to say Mellow Mushroom. It's a local favorite. I know it's everywhere, but we like to hit up the Mellow Mushroom a lot just to have fun with friends and stuff.
Well, we're talking with Jay Almer here on the pregame show. First pitch with Pulaski right around the corner. And how do you feel? You know, we're a little over halfway through this season. You've been here most of the time. How do you feel your season's gone here in Bluefield?
Season's gone well. Not what we've expected. We've got a bunch of talent in the clubhouse. The guys are really close. We're just going to keep grinding at it, and the wins are going to keep flowing more than what we've been doing. We're a lot better team than our record shows, and I think that'll show in the last half of the season.
And one of the things, you know, this is a developmental league first and foremost, and when you were coming into this season, what were you planning on working on, and what have you seen develop out of your game in the short time you've been here in the Appy League?
Yeah, so coming in, I really struggled with off-speed location, just throwing strikes in general, and really this league has just helped me gain confidence. Since the first outing, pitching coach Garrett Schilling has helped a lot with my off-speed location, helping me with just throwing any off-speed in any count that I want to, and it's really helped me become a more complete pitcher. And the Appy League's just helped me gain confidence and helped me become the pitcher that I wanted to be.
We're talking with Jay Almer down here outside the clubhouse. Now, you pitched last night, so what's the day after, and what's the time leading up to the next time on the bump for you? What's relief? What's your regimen to get ready and get back into groove?
Yeah, so we get to the clubhouse, go out, stretch a ton, get some recovery with our trainer, Brittany, and then just go out about 120, 150 feet, just air it out a little bit, get the shoulder loosened again, because as a reliever, you're going to have to go maybe the next day, but definitely the day after that. So it's just getting the arm ready to go, getting the soreness out, getting the knots out, and getting ready to go.
I'll get you out of here on this. You got a little bit of time left in school. What's the degree you're looking for? What's plans for life after baseball for Jay Almer?
Yeah, so I'm going for a sports medicine degree. First plan is obviously to make the next level of baseball, but I'm really interested in kinesiology and study how the body moves, so physical therapist, something like that in that area.
We've got a lot of sports medicine guys in the clubhouse. You guys, like, swapping notes? Are you guys getting ready for the fall semester?
Oh yeah, we talk a lot about different movements of the body, and just like all the pitchers are just we're really focused in on that, so we talk about that a lot.
Jay Almer, good job last night. We hope to see you again soon, and keep things rolling, my man.
Sir, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's that time of year again. Grab a hot dog, some Cracker Jacks, and a cool drink with family and friends, because the Bluefield Ridge Runners are back in action. The Mercer County Commission is proud to support Appalachian League Baseball for another fun-filled summer. For decades, minor league baseball has entertained and supported our community in so many ways. Whether it's mentoring our young people or contributing back to the local tourism efforts, baseball is and has always been a part of who we are. So come on out to Bowen Field and cheer on your home team as they compete against some of the best prospects from around the country. Because together, we all win.
I really enjoy being in Bluefield every day. I just wish there was a First Sentinel in town.
But there is.
Really?
Yeah, 801 South College Avenue, Suite 5. The drive-thru is open till 6 every day, and the ATM is available 24 hours a day. I do all my banking at the Bluefield First Sentinel.
That's great news. Now I can get cash anytime I need it.
Does this mean you're buying lunch today? Check out the official bank of the Ridge Runners. First Sentinel online at firstsentinelbank.com. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Your health is everything, and Clinch Valley Family and Specialty Care of Bluefield is your new choice for high-quality care. Issues like knee, hip, or shoulder injuries, or arthritis can rob you of the activities you enjoy most. From sports medicine to joint repair or replacement, Dr. Waleed Azzo and Kayla McCroskey are here to address the pain and get you moving again, close to home. Clinch Valley Family and Specialty Care of Bluefield. To schedule an appointment, call 276-245-9200.
Summer is more than just the beach or pool. It's a great time to get ahead at school. Bluefield State College offers summer courses in more than 20 programs. Enroll now for Summer Session 2 at bluefieldstate.edu. Summer 2 courses begin June 20th. Summer sessions are super convenient, whether you're a college student, working professional, high school student, or recent grad. Enhance your desire to learn and expand your skills with an intensive summer course. Enroll now or find out more at bluefieldstate.edu. Bluefield State College, your success is our story.
Raymond Richlands and the Bluefield Ridge Runners have one thing in common: winning. Being the official transportation provider for the Ridge Runners Broadcast Network has pushed Raymond Richlands to the number one spot in Southwest Virginia in both sales and service. So when you're in Bluefield, shoot on down to Richlands and give us a visit. You can check us out online at RaymondRichlands.com or give us a call at 276-964-2511. Raymond Richlands, where it's your deal, your way. And let's go, Ridge Runners.
Coffee Park Motor Mile Field down below. We're moments away from first pitch as the River Turtles in the home whites tonight have taken the field. Bluefield in the white pants, black tops, ready to go here in the top half of the first.
And this is very important announcement. Due to the town of Pulaski's water issue, we have no water pressure, and we are forced to, we are with no facilities, we cannot host fans. We would like for all of you fans to exit to the nearest exit as soon as possible.
Oh,
Open for a refund issue later on. This is a town issue. We have no water pressure, so we need to ask that all fans please exit the arena or the stadium, and we will offer refunds at a later time. Again.
So an announcement here has been made at Coffey Park that fans in attendance, which is a pretty decent little Tuesday night crowd, have just been told that they have to leave. No one really in a hurry to get up. Not sure. They have a water pressure issue and there's no water. So they did God Bless America and the National Anthem and then just now announced that. So I guess they're about to offer refunds. Just another night in the Appy Lee. So we're Pulaski on the field. And I assume we're about to get this underway. I think the game's going to happen regardless, whether fans are here or not. Most fans are just going to sit through this. I don't think anyone's really in a hurry to get out of here, which is fine with us. But every night in the Appy League, you see something new. So here we are. Fans being told to leave the park. But Riley Priest will lead off, switching center fielder for Bluefield. Will lead off. Jake Mamau, left-handed hitting shortstop, will bat second. Grant Vojtovich, right-handed hitting left fielder, will bat third. Jackson Felton, the right-handed hitting first baseman, will clean things up again tonight. Josh Heath, DHing tonight from left side, batting fifth. David Meach back in the lineup, bats from the left side, plays right field in the sixth hole. Timmy Nicholson, the right-handed hitting catcher, will bat seventh. Timmy McGuire, left-handed hitting third baseman, will bat eighth. And Colby Guy in the lineup tonight at second base, batting from the right side of ninth. So no one really in a hurry to get out of here, and I think everyone's fine with that. But Ryan Mowerman in left, Alec DiMartino in center, T.J. Fontaine in right, Rylan Zabrowski at third, Romeo Ballesteros at short, Owen DeShazo at second, Irvin Escobar at first, Connor Kincaid behind the plate, catching Avery Mabe, 1-0 on the year. This is his sixth start and appearance, 6.86 ERA. And no one in a hurry to get this thing going. The real problem here is there is a huge weather front en route to us here in the New River Valley. So it's almost as if the faster you can get this thing started, the better. But right now we are in a delay, and it has nothing to do with weather yet. So Bluefield's down near their dugout, just kind of hovering around. Pulaski's, everyone in Pulaski's lineup except their center fielder around the mound. It's Alec DiMartino kind of hanging out by himself out in center field. And people being shuffled out of Calfee Park. This, I've been doing this for a while. This is a first. Not as great as the skunk in the ballpark a years back, but this is interesting nonetheless. So we're in a situation here where we're under a tad of a delay. And we're gonna go ahead and take our headset off here, and you'll hear the crowd noise. And we will be back as soon as we know something here in a little bit. Calfee Park under a delay, not weather-related. But we'll be back shortly here on the Ridge Runner Baseball Network. Stay tuned.
fans, once again, due to the water issue in the town of Pulaski, we have no water pressure, and without proper facilities, we cannot host any fans. We will have the opportunity for refunds and rain checks. This is a town issue, so we ask that you please make your way to the nearest exit. Without proper facilities, we cannot host fans. Thank you for your cooperation.
Not for at least 30 minutes because there's lightning within 5 miles. So. And it's supposed to dump on us probably in 30 minutes, so I'm just getting my cameras.
So are we playing?
I don't know.
Are you playing now?
Bullpen catcher again. That's a question for. This is the
What more can you do?
So, fans who are still listening, thank you for patience whatsoever. This game has been postponed. It'll be a doubleheader on August 1st. Right back here at Calfee. Our next trip here in a couple of weeks. So, out there listening, thank you. We'll tune back in tomorrow. Back at Bowen, we'll host Danville at 6:30. We'll be on the air with a pregame at 6:15 right here on your Ridge Runner Baseball Network. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for tonight's presentation of Bluefield Ridge Runners Baseball. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Mercer County Commissioners, Ramey Automotive of Richlands, Clinch Valley Health, First Sentinel Bank, and Bluefield State. Thank you for joining us on the Bluefield Ridge Runners Network.